Shalom, everybody, and Shavua Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Bamidbar, we have 19 psukim in this Aliyah, the first Aliyah. In Sefer Bamidbar, Hashem commands Moshe to count all Jewish men. A Nasi is appointed for each Shevet, and it will be that Nasi that will help Moshe and Aaron count his Shevet. Many, many Mefarshim make note of the fact that our parsha is usually read before Shavuos, and they discuss what messages there are that we should take from the fact that our parsha is read before Zman Matan Torateinu. Many of these Mefarshim find a connection between Shavuos and the first pasuk in our parsha. The pasuk says in Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. The Torah notes that Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Sinai desert. And on that Pasuk, the Medrash says, in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Piska Zayin, Kol Mi, She'eino Ose Atzmo k'midbar Hefker, Eino Yachol Liknot et HaChochma v'HaTorah. The Medrash says that the only way to acquire Chachma and Torah is by acting like a desert, by looking at themselves in a hefker way, in an ownerless way, like a desert. And we have to ask, what does all this mean? What is the message that we must treat ourselves like a desert in order to receive the Torah? Again, many, many Mefarshim discuss this topic. I'd like to share with you just one of these beautiful ideas. This idea comes from the Kutzker Rebbe. Excuse me, the Kutzker Rebbe is Rav Menachem Mendel of Kutzk. He died in 1859. I saw this idea in the Sefer Iturei Torah in the beginning of Parashat Bamidbar. The Kutzker Rebbe says that there are two characteristics, two qualities about a desert that are critical for a person to work on and to internalize in order to be able to receive the Torah. First of all, a desert is unworked, untouched, completely undeveloped. This first characteristic is essential for us when learning Torah. A person has to have the humility and the recognition that we too are undeveloped in our Torah learning. Even someone who has learned much Torah, a person who has invested much time, much energy in acquiring the Torah, even that person must recognize that they are like a desert, completely undeveloped. There's so much to know, so many levels of Torah knowledge, so much Torah hidden in every letter of the Torah that no matter how much we work, we must realize that we are not a metropolis, not a city, not even a village. We are a desert insofar as the amount of Torah that we know. We've not even scratched the surface. That's number one. Secondly, says the Kutzker, we must realize something else about a desert and about ourselves in order to acquire the Torah. Excuse me. In the desert, you are all alone. There is no one to call, no one to bring help. In a desert, it's you and only you. He says that in Torah, yes, we need a Rebbe. Yes, we need a Chavrusa. Yes, we need a Chevra, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, im ein ani li mili. The bottom line is, if I don't do it myself, if I don't work hard myself, if I don't understand this pasuk or that Rashi, it's not enough that my Rebbe understands that Gemara. No, I need to understand it. And that, those two ideas is what the Kutzker Rebbe says we have to learn from a desert. However, it is important to note one addendum to his idea. And this idea was said by Rav Elimelech of Lezhansk before the Kutzker Rebbe said it. Rav Elimelech of Lezhansk died in 1787. The Kutzker Rebbe was born the year Rav Elimelech died. In any case, this idea is found in Rav Elimelech's Sefer on the Chumash, the Noam Elimelech, right in the beginning of Parshat Bamidbar. Says the Noam Elimelech, yes, we must be humble in order to receive the Torah, no question about it. Hashem chose the lowest and lowliest mountain to give the Torah on. We need humility and modesty. Absolutely, absolutely. However, says the Noam Elimelech, we cannot let that humility turn into atzvut, into sadness or hopelessness. The Shechina does not dwell excuse me, the Shechina does not dwell among people who are dejected, who have atzvut. The Noam Elimelech says, look at the next words in the Pasuk in the beginning of our parsha. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai be'ohel mo'ed. When you're learning, you must view yourself as if you are b'midbar Sinai. Humble, unassuming, self-effacing. But you are also be'ohel mo'ed. Be sure to keep in mind that you are be'ohel mo'ed. As the Noam Elimelech says, she'achnis atzmo le'aholo shel mo'ed. Hu lashon simcha. We're in a desert, yes, but it's also a moed, a happy day, a celebration. Those two midot, humility and simcha, those are the midot necessary to acquire the Torah. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.